This section is the life story of Jack Benny.
I'll give you a brief story of my life.
All right, Jack, go right ahead.
Now, I was born in Waukegan, Illinois. After graduating grammar school, I took an interest in music. Later, I went to Chicago, where I studied the violin under Hugo Korchak at the Chicago Conservatory of Music. After 4 years of intensive study, my professor took a personal interest in me and arranged for my first appearance...
Shut up!
In the next clip, Jack believes he is inheriting money.
I'll answer those questions now.
Very well. Mr. Benny, were you born in Waukegan, Illinois?
Yes, yes. You see, Mary? You see, it's me.
And at the age of 6, you started to practice a musical instrument.
That's right, that's right, that's right. That's right, that's right.
And that instrument was?
The violin, the violin, violin, violin. I still play the violin. The violin. I play the violin.
Now,
The fiddle. The violin.
You graduated from Central Elementary School and went to Waukegan High School.
That's right.
At the age of 17, you left Waukegan, became an actor, and went into
Vaudeville. I went into Vaudeville. I played the violin in the Vaudeville.
Our story starts with the birth of Jack Benny in the year 1894. Just 39 years ago.
For now, ladies and gentlemen, Tuesday being Valentine's Day and also Jack Benny's birthday.
Well, Rochester, what day is this?
Saturday.
Uh-huh. Saturday, February what?
The 14th.
Well, doesn't that mean anything to you?
Saturday, February 14th. Oh, my goodness, I forgot to put the garbage out.
The house I was born in was torn down not long ago. They're just a vacant lot there now.
Jack was born in a Chicago hospital, but that is retold a little differently here.
Say, Jack, what sign were you born under?
Well, John, mine is a peculiar case. I was born over a sign.
Over a sign?
Yes, Waukegan Clothing Company must vacate. No, the sign's still there.
Well, then you mean you were born over your father's store?
Yes, Don, and the doctor had an awful time getting upstairs. My father grabbed him and tried to sell him a suit. And you know, fellas, I was one of the smartest babies you've ever seen, and a great help to my father.
Is that so?
Why, Don, a minute after I was born, I looked up and said, "Doctor, your new suit fits perfectly."
You did?
Yes, and my father pinched me and said, "Quiet, that's his old one." What did I know, Don? I was only a baby, you know.
I mean, I happen to be a native of Waukegan.
Well, that's right, Jack. You were born in Waukegan, weren't you?
Yes, sir. Waukegan, Illinois. What a thriving metropolis. What buildings? What skyscrapers?
Wait a minute, Jack. The tallest building in Waukegan is only 3 stories high.
Yes, sir. What skyscrapers? What activity?
Jack, how can a 3-story building be a skyscraper?
Because Waukegan has a very low sky.
Well, anyway, Don, here we are in New York. What a town. I don't know what it is, but it's so different from Waukegan.
You know, I'm from Waukegan, too. Lived there all my life.
Really?
Wait till I show this to the folks back home. We're all so proud of you at Waukegan.
Well, I know practically everyone there, you know, but it's funny, I don't seem to remember you.
Well, no. No, you were a little before my time.
I wonder what Waukegan will do for me this Christmas. Last year they did a wonderful thing. They destroyed my birth certificate. Now no one will ever know.
Well, things have changed plenty in Waukegan since then, haven't they? I'll say they have. You know our fire department.
Yes.
Well, we've got a hose now.
You have?
Wait a minute, you take my hometown, Waukegan. Why, until I was 18 years old, I never even knew where the railroad station was.
How'd you find out?
The sheriff showed it to him.
Oh.
You know, 2 weeks from tonight, we do our last broadcast of the season. And we're going to do it from Waukegan, Illinois.
Waukegan? Oh, boy.
Yes, sir. And the same night, we're going to have the world premiere of Man About Town.
No kidding, Jack. Are we really going to Waukegan?
Yep. 2 weeks from today, we'll be in my little hometown. Boy, what a hot time we'll have.
We'll have to have it before 9 p.m.
Boss, how come you were gone so long on this trip?
Well, on the way back from New York, I stopped off at my hometown, Waukegan, for a visit. Gosh, what memories. I saw all my old schoolmates, Cliff Gordon, Julius Sinekin, Jerome Morrison.
Oh, yes, I've heard you mention them.
You know, Rochester, it's amazing how time flies.
In June of 1946, Jack vacationed in Waukegan.
Now, look, Nate, I'm on my vacation. If you're going to start getting laughs, you know, brother. Now, look, Nate, I'm on my vacation. I didn't come up here on your program to be insulted. After all, you asked me to be your guest.
I did not. You asked me.
When?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
I didn't ask you on Thursday. I was in Waukegan.
Jack's father was a tailor.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we take you back about 25 years to the thriving little town of Waukegan. The scene is the Benny's Department Store, more widely known as the Emporium, on South Genesee Street. Now, remember, folks, I play the part of my father. Hello? Waukegan Emporium. Oh, good morning, Mrs. Finchel. Yeah, a birthday present for your husband? Well, we just got him something new, a nightshirt with pants. They call them pyjamas. No, you don't need suspenders. Yes, I'll send him over as soon as the horse gets up. Goodbye. Oh, how do you do, sir? Anything for you?
Yes. What's the price of that suit you have on display outside?
Where?
Right out there on that dummy.
Hmm. Oh, Jackie?
Yes, Pop?
Go out and tell Uncle Julius to move around once in a while. Anything else, sir?
Yes. How much is Uncle Julius?
Get out of here!
But, Bidey, will you ever forget the day we graduated? Remember that funny-looking suit you had on with cuffs on the sleeves and was too tight on you? Where'd you ever get that suit?
Your father sold it to me.
Well, I always traded across the street.
But, Jack, I happen to know that in the last war they didn't draft men into the Navy.
Well, I wasn't exactly drafted, Don. Here's what happened. You see, my father had a clothing store, and he sent me to Great Lakes Naval Training Station to deliver 6 sailor suits.
Uh-huh.
But when I got there, an officer asked me to try on one of those sailor suits for size.
And what happened?
Size didn't show up, and I had to wear it for the next 3 years.
Often, Jack spoke about his father. This is 1941.
Listen to this.
Hi, my father's listening in.
Yeah.
This is 1942.
Now, hello, Phil.
Hiya, Jackson. How's the old gent with the gray hair?
He's fine. I just got a letter from my dad this morning.
This is 1943.
Who's the wire from, Mary?
It's from your father.
A good old dad. What does he say?
Dear son, congratulations on your appearance in Carnegie Hall tonight. Please let me know how your full dress suit goes over.
He made me a beauty, folks. The tails change color like a peacock. Sing, Dennis.
This is 1946, and Jack mentions his father. Jack's father died later that year.
And where is your father now? In Florida.
Jack's mother died when he was 22 years old.
Hey, they like you here, kid. What are you going to sing for the boys?
Well, it's called An Irish Lullaby.
Oh, yes. My mother used to sing that to me all the time. Go ahead.
But Jack wasn't an only child. He had a younger sister named Florence. Today he has an older sister named Florence.
Well, how old is your sister?
Well, she's 2 years younger than I am.
Mary, what do you think I ought to get for my sister Florence in Chicago?
Oh, I don't know.
It ought to be something nice. You know, Mary, I have no brothers and no other sister. Florence is my only close relative. I ought to get her something really nice.
What'd you get her last year?
A pencil sharpener.
We've always been very close. She writes to me all the time, you know.
When you have a house full of sharp pencils, you got to do something.
I wasn't going to tell you until they got here, but my sister Florence and her husband are driving in from Waukegan, and they're due here today.
Oh, your sister's coming. Well, this is a surprise.
And her husband, too, eh?
Yes, you remember him, Mary. You met him in Waukegan.
Oh, yeah. Is he the pool shark?
No, that's my cousin, Boo-Boo. Boo-Boo Benny. The fellow that's coming here is my brother-in-law, Leonard Fenchel. He's an interior decorator.
An interior decorator, huh?
Yeah.
He's a paper hanger, and you know it.
Jack snuck Florence's name into some scripts.
Let's see, this is from Miss Flora Fenchel, Lake Forest, Illinois.
Let me see, his office should be around here. Oh, there it is. Doctors Fenchel and Gordon.
Well, for your information, Mr. Price, I went to Waukegan High School for 4 years. You know, in fact, I didn't leave there till I completed my education.
Oh, really, Jack? What college did you go to?
I didn't go to college. You know, they dramatized my life last Sunday on that program called Freedom of Opportunity.
I know, I heard it. Jack, is it true that when you were 15 years old, your father wanted you to be a concert violinist?
Yes, that's true, Mary.
Now, listen.
Child prodigy.
Well, I was. My father made me start playing the violin when I was 7.
Oh, so your father made you take up the violin?
Yes.
Jack made his first entrance in Waukegan, Illinois. He also made his first audition there. At a tender age, he played the violin for the manager of the local theater.
Now, did you get into show business as a comedian?
No. As a matter of fact, Don, I started out as a concert violinist.
You started out as a janitor at the Barrison Theater in Waukegan.
There's no business like show business. I'm sure glad I'm part of it. Gosh, I'll never forget how I first started. I remember when I made up my mind to go into vaudeville. It was the last week in June, and I was 19.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you a man whose name for years has been the epitome of show business. A man who went from Waukegan to vaudeville.
From vaudeville to radio.
From Broadway to pictures.
From pictures to Broadway.
And now, since he has no place else to go, would you please let him come into your home for just a half hour?
I have known Benny for a long, long time. We were associated in vaudeville. Alas, poor vaudeville, gone down the road with forgotten fads like rats for women's hair, shaving cups, and single features. Mr. Benny and I appeared together along. He was at that time Benny and Woods, a musical act, classical music in dress clothes, and the audiences laughed like hell. He then became a monologist on his own, Ben K. Benny. It was a vogue at that time to have a middle initial. Most people thought there was a profundity to have a middle initial. George M. Cohen, Sam H. Harris, John L. Sullivan, Ben K. Benny.
Say, Mr. Benny, you do so much traveling. Why don't you get some new luggage?
Rochester, I wouldn't part with these bags for anything. They were with me through my entire career.
They were?
Yep. Now you take those two bags over there. I was just a youngster leaving home when my father went out and bought them for me.
Your father bought them for you? Where were you going?
He didn't care as long as I went. You know, Rochester, if these bags could only talk, I mean, the stories they could tell of my first days in show business.
What was your first act like?
I was a concert violinist.
No!
You know, Rochester, I often think what a fool I was not to have made the violin my career. You know, I might have become a great virtuoso, but no. Instead, I had to become a comedian, a clown, a buffoon.
But a rich buffoon.
Mr. Benny, we've seen many pictures of you in a sailor suit. What year did you enter the Navy?
1917.
He was about 23 years old.
And so, early in 1917, we find Judge Benny no longer a boy, but a man, ready to enter the Navy.
Goodbye, Papa.
Go already.
These boys would have been mighty proud of me in 1917. You know, I saw plenty of action.
Some action. You joined the Navy, went to bed, fell out of your hammock, and when you came to, the war was over.
Here is Jack performing for Marines in 1942.
Which branch of the service were you in? Come here, Don. I'll whisper it to you. Don,
I enlisted in the for 3 years.
Oh, you were a sailor.
Quiet!
John, for heaven's sake, I want to be friends with these boys.
Hello, Mary. What are you doing?
Well, I was just reading the radio, Mayor. This picture you hear on page 28.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's the one I had taken when I was in the service. Yeah.
Gee, you were handsome in that uniform.
Yeah.
Jack, whose arm is that around you?
A fellow from the draft board.
And go over to that desk where it says assignment officer.
Yes, sir. Gee, I'm a regular sailor now.
Okay, buddy, stop mumbling to yourself and step up to the desk.
Me?
Yes, you. It's my job to find out what you're best suited for. Now tell me, what just did you do in civilian life?
I was a violinist.
Oh. Well, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I don't think they'll be able to hear you during the heat of battle. You're now a member of the United States Navy, one of the greatest fighting forces in the world. And now that you're a part of it, it's your duty to uphold its traditions and its honor.
Yes, sir.
Now, in starting your naval career, you will be stationed at Great Lakes, Illinois.
Great Lakes? Gee.
And Tuesday, we're going out to Great Lakes Naval Training Station. Good old Great Lakes.
Well, say, Jack, that's where you were stationed during the last war, wasn't it?
Say, by the way, Jack, Great Lakes is near Waukegan, your hometown, isn't it?
Yes, just a few miles. I was a darn good sailor.
Tell me, Jack, were you in any battles during the war?
Battles?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, I was in the College Inn in Chicago one night with four or five of my buddies. When a couple of Marines walked in and...
When the World War broke out, Jack took a personal interest in it. He joined the Navy. To toughen him for battle, his officers asked him to play at a sailor's benefit. Jack was only a little like Nero on this occasion, for while he played, the audience burned. But when he put down his fiddle and talked, they enjoyed every minute of it. Jack knew right then that while his fiddle playing was funny, his jokes were funnier.
And your occupation was listed as comedian.
Hmm. It's still the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid I don't...
Miss Benny's a comedian. He's always making jokes.
Yeah, yeah. Did you hear the one?
Come on. Let's...
You need vaudeville training to introduce people, right?
All right, Jack. I'm willing to learn. How would you make the introduction?
Well, I try to use a little ingenuity. I say something like, a funny thing happened to me on the way to the studio. That's not even the joke yet, you know.
Oh, that's right. You're out playing vaudeville. How'd you do, Andy? How was business?
Swell, Buck. I was the biggest thing since Powers Elephant.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Andy, because I'd like to go back on the road again myself and play those good old four-a-days. For a guy that was in vaudeville as long as I was, I ought to have my head examined for giving you that opening. Here, Rochester, paste this write-up in my scrapbook.
What makes you think the chauffeur is innocent?
Well, at the time of the robbery, he was out of town. We traced him as far as Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Altoona, eh?
Boy, what a hit I used to be in that town. Stopped the show every night.
I like Denver. Yes, I remember playing the Orpheum Theater 20 years ago. I played here 1 week, and when I had to leave, there were tears in my eyes. I wish the police department would stop using that stuff.
I remember when I was just a child in Denver. My mother used to take me to the Orpheum Theater to see you.
I'm 39 years old, and I used to see your act at the State Lake Theater when I was a little boy.
Where are you from? Where's your place of business?
South Bend, Indiana.
Oh, nice town. You know, I used to play at the vaudeville.
How do you do? My name is Mink. I'm the manager of this theater.
Oh, won't you come in, Mr. Mink?
Thank you.
You know, you look very familiar. Seems that I know you.
Well, you should. I used to be in vaudeville, too. You and I were on the same bill together in Sandusky.
Say, that's right. In
1928. I'll never forget it.
This is Bob Hope.
You hear people. I know them very well. I was in vaudeville with them, too.
Here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
I've known Jack a long time. As a matter of fact, we worked in vaudeville together.
Yeah.
Between the two of you, you weakened it so Bob Hope could make the kill.
Yes.
Jack was influenced by Frank Fay, a famous vaudeville MC.
Oh, then you went to the Frank Fay show.
Yeah, it's called Harvey.
Harvey, am I old enough to see it?
Well, certainly, Larry. That's the new show in which Frank Fay plays the part of a fellow who's always a little drunk, and he imagines he keeps seeing a white rabbit 6 feet tall.
He imagines it?
Yes.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. Something's wrong.
What's wrong?
I saw the rabbit.
Jack, let me ask you something.
What?
Many years ago, you were in vaudeville, weren't you?
Yes.
And many times, you were on the same bill with Eddie Cantor.
Yes, yes, I was.
And at that time, you and Cantor were the same age, weren't you?
Uh-huh.
Well, Jack, today Eddie Cantor admits that he's over 50.
Mary, you may think I'm exaggerating about Jack's generosity, but I'll never forget that day in 1928 when he first played the Palace Theater in New York. After the opening performance, Jack walked into Lindy's restaurant and yelled, "Okay, fellas, I'll buy drinks for everybody."
Buy drinks in 1928? Prohibition wasn't repealed until 1933.
Jack was willing to wait.
Yeah.
Here are your orders. Will there be anything else?
No, thanks.
That'll be all.
Say, Eddie, speaking of the Palace in New York, remember the fun we used to have in vaudeville together?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, New York. Bright lights, Broadway. So much excitement in New York. Subways, taxicabs, people rushing around. That's where you see all the old vaudeville at. Powers Elephants, Sharky the Train Field, Sphinx Mules.
Ah, what memories those early vaudeville days bring back. Split week, two a day, New York, Broadway, and the Palace. I'll never forget who was on the same bill with me when I first played the Palace. Jimmy Durante, Georgie Jessel, Johnny Wilkes Booth.
Jack talks with pioneer comedian Ed Wynn.
Gosh, television. It certainly is a far cry from the first time you and I played the Palace Theater in New York many years ago.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that bill.
Here is Jack in 1954. He is playing himself as a vaudevillian in 1928, meeting with Amos and Andy.
Then, a few days later, on Michigan Boulevard, the boys ran into a man they'd met a few years before in New York.
Well, Freeman and Charlie, how are you, boys?
Well, Jack Benny.
Nice to see you, Jack. I hear you open tomorrow night over at the Palace Theater.
Yes, I got in from New York yesterday. Say, they're all talking about that radio show of yours back there.
Talking about it?
Yeah. You know, to tell you the truth, at first, I don't know, I didn't like it. But after a few times, it kind of grows on you. You know what I mean? Even the kids backstage are listening to it.
Well, thanks a lot, Jack.
Yeah, well, we sure hope it catches on.
Yes, boys, I really think you've got something there.
Hey, me, I don't need anybody to help me out. Say, after all, I wasn't in vaudeville 15 years for nothing. Believe me. Plenty of things I can do. I was a star for years. That'd be...